And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Madam Web.
New York City is a whole new level of crazy these days.
This is an emergency. Get off the train.
That man's trying to kill you.
What?
Who are you? What is going on?
I can see the future.
Oh, what the hell?
She didn't see that coming?
That's not how it works.
Madam Web swings into theaters with a promise of captivating superhero tale, but ultimately it gets tangled up in its own web of confusion. The story follows a group of three teenagers grappling with a newfound powers and personal grudges, but it fails to spin a cohesive narrative. Instead, viewers are left dangling as the plot coheres from one nonsensical twist to the next. Never fully exploring the potential of its intriguing premise, what begins as a promising setup quickly devolves into a messy jumble of half-baked ideas and missed opportunities. A real cesspool. The cast of Madam Web finds themselves trapped in a sticky situation, struggling to salvage a sinking ship with little success. Dakota Johnson, typically a reliable performer, is shackled by the lackluster writing and uninspired direction, leaving her portrayal of the titular character of Madam Web feeling flat and one-dimensional. The supporting players fare no better, with performance ranging from forgettable to cringeworthy. It's a shame to see such talent squandered on the film that fails to give its characters room to breathe or develop. Sadly, with Sydney Sweeney and Isabella Marcis and Celeste O'Connor, it's very disappointing once they're on screen to see them just feel as one noted as how Dakota Johnson's character is a well. Very disappointing. On top of that, the character, villain, antagonist, whatever you want to call it, of Ezekiel Sims, played by Tahir Rahim, I believe that's how you pronounce it. His motivation leaves anything even lackluster from there, never really feeling relevant or the like. Very underwhelming. Visually, Madam Web is a mixed bag, with moments of striking imaginary undermined by its sloppy execution and lackluster CGI. While some scenes boast impressive set pieces and dynamic camera work, others suffer from muddy visuals and choppy editing. The film's action sequences, meant to be pulse-pounding and adrenaline-fueled, instead fall flat due to the lackluster cinematography and inconsistent special effects. Overall, Madam Web struggles to find a cohesive visual style, leaving viewers with little to admire beyond a few fleeting moments of spectacle. In a film riddled with shortcomings, the soundtrack and audio design of Madam Web stands out as a rare bright spot. The score, while not particularly memorable, efficiently sets the tone for key moments and adds a layer of depth to the film's otherwise lackluster atmosphere. Additionally, the sound design enhances the impact of action sequences and immerse viewers of chaos and on-screen events. It's a testament to the film's technical prowess that the audio elements manage to shine amidst the surrounding mediocrity.
I have no idea what those girls have come.
I think he can see into the future.
He's trying to change what happens. Julia, get down!
Madam Web swings for the fences but ultimately misses the mark, delivering a lackluster superhero experience that fails to live up to its potential. Despite a talented cast and moments of visual flair, the film is hampered by its convoluted plot, lackluster performances, and inconsistent visuals. While the soundtrack and audio design offers brief moments of respite, they are unable to elevate the film above the myriad of shortcomings. In the end, Madam Web is a forgettable addition to the superhero drama that is best left tangled in its own web of disappointments. But let me know your thoughts down in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify. If you're following me on any other, if you're listening to me on any other podcast platforms, follow me on any other social media to let me know your thoughts. So, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.